Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Carey, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. It's that time of the day where we head out and visit with an area extension agent. And today we're heading out to western North Dakota, Golden Valley County. This is the western beach of North Dakota. And NDSU Extension Golden Valley is Ashley Eckert. Hello, Ashley.
Good afternoon.
Well, now I know we got to get all kinds of good information for you on harvest progress and how the cows are doing and how all your antelope are doing out there. But the most important question, what are you going out dressed up as tomorrow night?
I am going out dressed up as a tired mom with my 9-year-old who's going as a pirate.
Oh, but dressed up as a tired mom, that's something really scary.
It is. If you catch me on the wrong day with the wrong mood, it's a bad deal.
Yes, indeed. Don't cross Ashley, for sure. All right. Well, I hope you have fun, and I hope your 9-year-old gets all the good candy, and you get some of it. So, all right.
Hey. Well, that's the plan. Wait for him to go to bed.
All right. Okay. All right. So, you still have a lot of... did all the wheat get combined out there, or did you have to leave some?
No, we've left some. There's probably 20% out in the field yet. The south end of the county has a little bit more out than the north end yet. But there's somewhere 15-20% still out there that nobody's in a real hurry to go get because there's not enough quality there to make it a priority for anyone to want to go get it. So.
Yeah, and at this point, the quality, like you said, quality is not there. Could it be baled up? Is that an option?
It's an option, but there's between awns and different things. It's feed quality is not a whole lot. It's not going to be a whole lot better than straw. Mm-hmm. If you can get some grain into the bales without it shelling out, you might have. You might have a little bit of quality, but really it's going to be straw, and there's some issues if they do get into some grain where it's possible, but probably not any better option than anything else that you could do with it. There just isn't a lot of good options.
So are producers really dismayed about all of this, or is it just, here's another kick in the can in 2019?
They're kind of to the, it's just another kick in, it's just kind of another kick for 2019 there. There's not been a whole lot of real great things this growing season. Some things that really looked positive in the beginning with this long, wet fall have just turned out to not go as good as they thought. We have a few guys that are trying to graze some of that standing wheat, but... for the most part, we're just kind of trying to figure out what to do with it and what to do.
Cows don't like to eat dead grass.
Cows don't like to eat dead grass. The cows have bloat issues if they get too much of the wheat kernel. There's just, there's vomitoxin issues in some of it. There's just a lot of different issues that you have to look at when you have that stuff still standing out there.
For sure. All righty. Well, now, are you big winter wheat territory or is it all spring wheat there?
It kind of depends by year, and the last several, we haven't had a whole lot of winter wheat, and this year I'm not sure that there's any in there out. If there is, it's only a few hundred acres.
Okay. All right, so jumping over to the other crops, what else is out there unharvested?
Lentils are still almost 100% unharvested, and I don't know that they're kind of like the wheat. I don't know that anyone's going to be going out after those. And then, of course, the corn and the sunflowers are still out there, and guys are trying to work on getting those. That's where we see the guys out and about is they're trying to open up the cornfields, trying to get into the sunflowers, just see where they're at for moisture, see what they got for crop quality out there.
Yeah. How about silage choppers? Are they busy?
They are. There's still more corn out there to be chopped than I thought there was after taking a little drive, but they're busy. They're going. They're starting to get to the. We froze hard enough times where we're starting to lose enough moisture where it's going to be hard to pack.
Yeah.
So we're going to be adding water or just going another route and maybe grazing that corn or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Just again another kick in 2019. Just crazy.
Another kick in 2019.
Yeah. All righty. Well, let's talk about the cows then. How are they doing?
Cows cows overall, for the most part, look good. We've had, you know, the one positive side, I guess, is we've had ample grass, and we will have good forage for the winter if we can get it home. It's most of it still sitting out in bales in the field and wet enough where it's hard to get that stuff hauled home. But if we can get it home, we should be good that way as far as being able to feed cows this winter. And I guess the plus side to having, we have a lot of guys that are looking at, that haven't sold calves yet and are looking at maybe weaning at home, or they're not quite sure where they're going with those yet. And so we do have some feed resource with some of these low-quality wheat and corn crops that are out there.
It's amazing how many, this is late for weaning calves, but both the cows and the calves and the producers, none of them seem to mind, do they?
No, it is late, but it seems like with everything else that's drug on this fall, we're just kind of getting to that time where we feel like we're caught up, or the producers feel like they're caught up to the point where it's time to wean calves. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's time to get it done before the snow starts to really fly out here, but we're just kind of getting started on it. Like everything else, it's a month behind normal schedule.
Yeah, all righty. All right, well, anything else to report?
Well, the sun is shining today. It's the first time in 3 days we haven't had some snow flurries, so that's a positive sign. And I guess the otherwise, would just like to invite anybody who may be having some issues or want some information on anything to visit their local extension office. We've been doing some webinars through the state this week on some of these fall issues, so check those out, and they have been recorded too. So
yeah, that we visited with Miranda Meehan the other day about that, and go to the NDSU website. A lot of good help, and I know that on the extension, everybody's not necessarily been trained in, but you have a 12-step program to mental health or just feeling better about what all is going on. So again, all the extension agents are always great with so much good agronomic information, horticultural information, 4-H, and I guess it's just okay to ask you about mental health and emotional well-being too.
It is, you know, and that information is out there, and we have it available, and it's easy to find on the website if you just go in and look for that. And so you can kind of, there's some self-assessments on there if you're just kind of wondering how you're doing, or even if you just want some ideas to kind of put a smile on your face for a little bit and brighten up your day. There's some, especially like that 12-step program that or pamphlet that you mentioned, there's just some good things in there to help perk up your day a little bit.
For sure. And as I think everybody's found out in the last 8 minutes, Ashley Eckert's a great person to talk to. So
all right. Well, thank you.
Call Ashley or call your local county agent. All righty. Well, Ashley, thank you. I hope you have a good rest of the fall, and good luck tomorrow evening. I hope you get lots of Snickers.
All right. Thank you.
I mean the candy bar.
Yes.
Okay. Talk to you later.